that she had missed her, for a man should be independent and self-sufficient at the age of 18. But most of all, he had missed Marjorie. He had fallen for her, with catastrophic timing, a few weeks before leaving Kingsbridge to spend a year in Calais, the English-ruled port on the north coast of France. Since childhood, he had known and liked the mischievous, intelligent daughter of Sir Reginald Fitzgerald. When she grew up, her impishness had taken on a new allure, so that he found himself staring at her in church, his mouth dry and his breath shallow. He had hesitated to do more than stare, for she was 3 years younger than he, but she knew no such inhibitions. They had kissed in the Kingsbridge graveyard, behind the concealing bulk of the tomb of Prior Philip, the monk who had commissioned the cathedral 4 centuries ago. There had been nothing childish about their long, passionate kiss. Then she had laughed and run away. But she kissed him again the next day, and on the evening before he left for France, they admitted that they loved one another. For the first few weeks, they exchanged love letters. They had not told their parents of their feelings. It seemed too soon, so they could not write openly. But Ned confided in his older brother, Barney, who became their intermediary. Then Barney left Kingsbridge and went to Seville. Marjorie, too, had an older brother, Rollo, but she didn't.